This is Dave Zanfani calling from Hewlett, New York. You're listening to Dave's Gone By on WGBB. Enjoy it.
Welcome back to Dave's Gone By on this Sunday evening. It's February 18th, and just a few days before a rather big important day in my family, my immediate family, because my dad is having a birthday on Friday, and it's a big birthday. It's the big one. It's 7-0. Kind of hard to believe. And Dad has been a guest on Dave's Gone By quite a few times, sometimes pre-planned, and I'll interview him, and he'll be telling stories about his life and growing up and being in the service and working in the courts over the years. And sometimes he'll just call in because he's a regular listener to the program, and I sure hope he's listening tonight. But I thought I'd do something a little different for this pre-birthday show of his and ask someone else about him, which we can have a different slant on things. Unfortunately, both of my grandparents are gone. And Mom, my wonderful mother, Brenda Lefkowitz, will just hates being on the radio, hates hearing the sound of her voice, and won't do it. But Dad does have a sister, my aunt, Aunt Bonnie, Bonnie Pinkow, and she has consented very kindly to go on the air for just a few minutes to give her thoughts on her perspective and years sort of growing up with Dad, even though there's kind of an age difference. So let's get right into it. Bonnie, are you with us?
I sure am.
Well, good to hear you. Good. How's the new year been treating you so far?
So far, so good.
Well, thank God. Thank God. I mean, I know Lester has been under, the weather for a while with these unfortunate... What is it exactly, by the way?
It's a blood condition where he's severely anemic, but it's getting better, so that's all that counts.
Well, God willing. I hope so. And it's, and you, by the way, have three kids of your own?
I certainly do. Adam, who is engaged to Marnie.
Mm-hmm,
Jesse, who's going with a young man named Adam.
Okay.
And Josh, who is a junior in college in Maryland.
And he's going with 10 different women, so there you go.
Better I shouldn't know.
Possibly a couple of men. No. All right. I kid. But what we're really here to talk about is my dad, your brother, Philip Lefkowitz. So you, of course, grew up with him for a bunch of years, but what's the difference? What is it, 11 years apart?
Almost 11 years.
Which,
he is the older one.
Okay, so that makes you... All right.
A mere child.
But that also means that you weren't particularly... I don't want to use the word close in a negative sense, but there was a gap growing up all the time. You didn't really see him that much once you were old enough to be conscious of his presence.
Well, he still lived at home until he got married.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a constant, very important presence in my life, but I can't say we played together because the age difference would not allow that. Although, now that you just mentioned the word play, I can remember when we were I was very, very young, and there were still records and record players.
Uh-huh.
I had my little children's records, which I gave to you.
I remember.
Which took what? 2.5 seconds for a song, a whole record.
He had
his records, which were considerably longer. And I guess the way he was able to listen to his records is by saying, one for you and one for me. So he had to listen to his very long records, and then he would put on one very short record of mine.
See, that had a sense of fairness and a sense of self-preservation at the same time. I certainly caught that, that's for sure. What other memories do you have of Dad from when you were either very young or your early teen years, maybe?
Well, remember, when I was in my early teens, he was already married.
Oh, wow, okay.
He got married when I was, I think, 14.
So everything before that was a blur? From like 14 to zero,
no,
you remember nothing about my father?
Even the years before that, he was at your mother's house a lot of the time.
Uh-huh.
And he was in the service for 6 months. So while I have very small, strong memories of him, it wasn't the same kind of interactions I would have had with a sibling who was closer in age and who was home. For instance, if I wanted to do anything,
mm-hmm.
I would never go to my parents. They were very old world and would not allow anything. So whatever I wanted to do, I ran it by Philip. If Philip said yes, then I was allowed to do it. And if Philip said no, that's it.
So what kind of things did he say yes to and what kind of things did he say no to?
I don't remember him ever saying no.
Good older brother, yeah.
Actually, well, I was a wimpy younger sister, I guess.
Right. What was it, like staying up an hour late or something, or what?
When I wanted to go to Europe when I graduated from college.
Well,
that's not something that my parents would ever have allowed in those years.
Well, you would have been old enough to actually sort of do that on your own.
Well
not on your own money, but...
You didn't do it. You didn't do it without your parents' permission and everything else.
Did you do it?
Yes, but I was sent... Philip said I could do it. But, of course, I had to go with Cousin Michael, which was fabulous.
Yeah.
We had a wonderful, wonderful time together. And I had to call home, of course, very frequently. My parents and, of course, your parents' house.
So every 4 hours you had to make a phone call somewhere in the States.
Right. You know.
Pretty well. You rent for close to a year? You really did? That's fantastic.
Yeah, a year.
It was 3 weeks.
Four weeks, which was between graduating from college and starting to work.
Oh, so it wasn't like you were going away. You went for a month.
Yeah.
A vacation.
Yeah.
Well, good for Dad for giving you the permission on that.
Well, you remember your grandparents. They weren't overly...
Well, yeah, let's have some memories then also, because this, I guess, would be of interest to Dad as well, of things involving Grandma's Lucy and Grandpa Sam. I mean, any thoughts on them and growing up in that household?
Well, my father worked 6.5 days a week through all the years.
In the drugstore.
And the drugstore, he had to take 2 buses to get to and 2 buses to get home. He was held up, I don't remember, it was 24, 27 times over the years.
It's amazing how after the first 20 times you lose count.
I can remember my mother hanging out of the window on Ocean Parkway because he didn't get off the bus she expected him to at 11 o'clock at night.
Wow.
And waiting to make sure that he was okay. Or being called by the police and having them have to run over because they robbed him and locked him in this little teeny bathroom. So,
but didn't he also have some kind of guardian angel, in a manner of speaking, who also said, hey, everything okay?
Well, if there was one gentleman, and this is when I was very, very, very young.
From a particular organization, yeah.
That used to check in with him. Oh, not that often. He must have either been friendly through the neighborhood, because my father was a very mild-mannered gentleman. He would never, ever, ever do anything that was even slightly not right.
Mm-hmm.
But this person used to come every couple of months and say, everything okay, Sam? Need anything? Anybody bothering you? My father said, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
So did the man's last name end in, like, Eam or...
I don't remember. I was very, very...
Or Oni, yeah.
I wonder. I think I'll have to ask your dad. He'll probably remember.
And any thoughts on Grandma Lucy, who was real this matriarchal figure on that side of the family, I guess?
Very, very. She ran the house. She ran everything, yeah. But in those years, with your father working the way he did, she had to. She was very, very involved with her children, loved her children dearly. But I have to say, when she passed away and I was talking to the rabbi, and your parents were there, and he asked, well, tell me about your mother, give me a little insight. I said, oh, she loved her children very much, but I have to say, she loved her grandchildren more. And in a contest, her grandchildren won every time.
Well, hey, you know, look at you and Dad, and look at me. I mean, you know, and Adam and Sam, but especially me. I mean, can you blame her?
No, couldn't blame her. But they were, her grandchildren were the apple of her eye. She adored them. They made, I think, her life worth living.
Cool. Any thoughts? You told a really cool grandma story about her going away. I mean, she as strong as a person as she was and keeping the family together, she did love to travel. That was very cool about her.
Loved that. She loved to travel, and had my father been well, they would have gone many more places. But
yeah.
On her first trip to Israel, which was someplace she wanted to go for years and years and looked forward to it, and this was a desire of a lifetime. We all went to the airport. You were a baby. I, of course, was staying with you at your house because I wasn't allowed to stay home alone.
So you were kind of a baby, too, in a manner of speaking.
Not that much. I was probably 16, 17.
Right.
17.
Man.
But anyway, I was with you. We watched them get on the plane, and at that point, it was very exciting. You were able to see them get on the plane and waving goodbye and everything, and then we're waiting for the plane to take off, and the door opens, and someone walks down the steps. It was Grandma Lucy. She decided not to go. She couldn't leave her children.
Oh, brother.
Then appeared Grandpa Sam. And, yes, they went to Israel, and she got back on the plane.
Who did the convincing?
Oh, I've never seen my father really upset, but I think that time he must have been.
Yeah, I can imagine that's just bad. I don't know what he said, but good for him.
Hello, this is Dave Zamboni from Hewlett, New York. You're listening to Dave's Gone By on WGBB. Enjoy it.
So, by the way, we're talking with Bonnie Pinkow, who is my aunt and my dad's sister, and we're just talking about old family times as a special thing for my dad's 70th birthday that's coming up on Friday, and wanted to know if you have any more thoughts about Dad in later years, in, say, the last 20, 30 years, because we're all sort of living, not together, but rather close to each other on Long Island.
Well, we all live close together because when Les and I had Adam and were thinking of a house, we went to look on Long Island because that's where the rest of the family was.
Uh-huh.
And we bought a house, and I asked my mother if she would move to Long Island to be close to me. After all, I was her daughter, and she said she would not move from one child to another, ever.
Hmm.
And she didn't. So I would say about 6 months after we moved to Long Island, your parents started to look for a house
right.
in the same town, which is what we had hoped from the beginning. And as soon as your parents moved to Long Island, then Grandma Lucy finally moved out of Brooklyn, where she had lived her whole life, and she moved to Long Island because the family had to be together.
Well,
and that's why you guys were all brought up so close together.
Yeah, and also it's a pretty nice area, and then it was a nice little house. I mean, you know, it's not like we all moved to Brownsville or something. That
no,
would have been interesting.
Nice that we chose the same area.
Yeah, I mean, it worked out rather well, I think.
Absolutely. But your father, when I was pregnant with Adam, was so excited that when I went into labor, my parents came to the hospital, Les's parents came to the hospital.
Les, her husband,
yeah. Your mother came to the hospital. Your father actually left work. Philip left work to come to the hospital. And you were there, too.
Interviewing
the doctor.
Right.
Which we still have on tape.
I did indeed. I was already trying to do radio back then.
And you did a great job.
Well, thank you. I have that tape somewhere. But the cool thing is, I mean, were people laughing at Dad because he took a day off from work?
They couldn't believe that he cared enough about his kid sister's baby or his kid sister to come to the hospital. But I'll tell you something else. When Stephanie was born and she was so sick for a short time.
Yeah.
And they sent me home from the hospital, and I was very upset. New mothers are very upset.
Right, yeah.
But I had to leave my baby in the hospital. Well, we were staying at Grandma's, of course, in Brooklyn, not at the house in Long Island. We hadn't, Grandma hadn't moved yet. And your mother and father were at her apartment, and I was crying, I guess, because Stephanie was in the hospital and I had to come home.
Right.
And your father stands up. Les said, "Where are you going, Phil?" He says, "I'm going to the hospital. I'm going to sleep at the hospital. My sister's upset. The baby's alone.
Huh.
I'm sleeping at the hospital." Les didn't let him go to the hospital.
Oh, well.
I, of course, said, "Good, go." But Les would not let him go to the hospital.
It was a nice effort on everybody's part, I guess, is the upshot of all that.
It made me feel good that she wouldn't be alone.
Well,
he wouldn't have been with her anyway. So.
I mean, she won't have any memory of that. I mean, I don't think you could ask Stephanie now and say, "Hey, remember when Dad almost went to the hospital to see you when you were a doctor?"
I don't think so.
No, Probably not.
The kids do have a very strong memories of going to your house and having play dates. Not with you.
No, no, no. I didn't want to deal with them.
Well, you were pretty good, but
no. Adam, I play a lot with Adam. Adam was very, ubiquitous at a certain age.
Yes, but do you know who they had their play dates with?
Oh, God, I'm not a priest, I hope. Oh, with that, really?
Okay. Oh, yes.
Oh, that's right, the pool table and...
That's right.
Yeah. I remember that. And it's, you guys still come over fairly often, and the kids still manage to make it, even though they're full grown. I mean, as you said, you've got, the son is engaged, and Stephanie's seeing somebody, and Josh is out in college, but, the family still isn't so broken up that nobody sees each other except once a year everybody flies in.
Oh, God.
Well, stuff happens.
It does, but hopefully not to our family.
Okay. The matriarchal grandma influence continues unabated.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So any wishes, any thoughts for Dad on his 70th birthday from his little sister Bonnie?
I'm glad you put in little sister.
All right. Well, yeah. Younger sister, baby sister.
Only that we love
Fiegel
him very
sister.
Much.
Uh-huh.
And he is a very, very special and very, very wonderful older brother and uncle.
Hear, hear.
And we look forward to being together for many, 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 many more birthdays.
Holla bye. Thank you, Bonnie. I want to wish you health and, of course, Lester health, too, and the kids and everybody. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I know you were so reticent and you didn't, you're like, I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't remember anything and this is not my thing. But you did great. You're fabulous.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for being in the Daverhood.
Well, we love you all.